June 19th, the Lord's straight path. But Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord?" Acts 13, 9 and 10. I was just wondering if I have ever made crooked the straight paths of the Lord. I certainly never want to do that, but to avoid being a son of the devil, it might be good to consider some of the ways that a person could crooked up the Lord's path for himself and those around him. Agree that Jesus sinned. Agree that there are many different roads to heaven. Agree that sins committed by family and friends are acceptable. Agree that as society changes, so does the mind of God. Agree that the Bible has many errors. Agree that Mary was not a virgin. Agree that Jesus may not have really risen from the dead. Agree that there are no absolutes in this life. Agree that truth is only truth if it is truth to me. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Pray for God to direct your feet always on His path.